You're listening to the Sunrise Morning Show, and I am very happy to welcome back to the program Vicki Bowerly, Institutional Advancement Manager and Event Coordinator for Catholic Charities of the Diocese of Covington. Vicki, good morning.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
I am doing just fine. So, big fundraising event coming up for Catholic Charities. Tell us about it.
Yes. So, it is called the Casbah. And this is our 32nd year of having this event. The fun thing about this event is that we do a different theme every year. So this year's theme is called Bon Voyage, and we are going to take everyone on a journey around the world. So we're going to have some different cuisine from different countries, but still keep our normal, fun, traditional food and drink. So just a little different this year, and we're excited about it and can't wait for it.
Yeah, it sounds awesome. So give us the details. Where and when is it?
Okay, so it's Sunday, August 25th. Time to get a little nervous for me, but so it's August 25th from 3 to 7, and it's at the beautiful Dries Pavilion. Mm-hmm. And our event sponsor, our premier event sponsor this year is St. Elizabeth Healthcare, and we thank them very much for their support. The cost for the event is $65 a person and $70 the day of the event.
And I know that even if somebody can't come to Casbah, there is kind of an online bidding opportunity, correct? How does that work?
Yes. So we use a company called GiveSmart, and this is our fourth year of using them. And it really is a great opportunity for us and for the people at the event, and as you just said, for people who can't attend. What we do is we upload onto their computer system, it's called GiveSmart, all of our auction items with a description, picture, and the amount. And you can be anywhere. You could be at your child's soccer game because children come first, needless to say. Mm-hmm. But you can say, oh, I'm really interested in this item. And you can be bidding while you're sitting there. It's great. It's done by texting. But if you're at the event and you're not a phone user, you can bring your iPad. And we also have personal shoppers at the event who can help people who aren't maybe as computer savvy. But it really is a great opportunity for us to get the whole community involved and not just the people who are in the room. We appreciate those who come, needless to say. But we also understand that there are things going on in everyone's life, so it's a great opportunity to still support Catholic Charities by checking out, you know, our different items that we have and saying, oh, wow, I really would like that, and bidding on it that way.
It's also kind of a nice way to sneakily bid so that people don't know what you're going after, right?
Yeah. Right, yeah, right. Yeah. And, you know, the other way of doing it that we did it for years was the little bid sheets, and it does not get people involved except if you're in the room, but it also is, you know, you got to keep kind of getting up. Maybe you're in the middle of a conversation and you really were interested in something and then you lost track of what it was. Well, your phone blings and tells you, hey, you've been outbid. Do you want to bid again?
Nice.
So really some really, you know, great things to go, you know, to be looking at, but you don't have to interrupt your great fun that you're having at the event too.
So what are some of the special things that are in the silent auction?
Well, we have our traditional $500 tuition certificates to our area Northern Kentucky Catholic high schools, and then we have a $1,000 tuition certificate to Xavier University. These are really great because you have to pay your tuition anyway. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, you have to pay it, so you can support Catholic Charities at the same time as paying your tuition for your child's education. So it's been a great partnership with the Catholic schools for us, and also, you know, just great way for people to get involved with Catholic Charities and still support their school at the same time, too. We always have a lot of other items. We're still working on getting the items up onto the website, but we do add items to our website on a continuous basis. So all the way up to the day of the event, we'll be adding new items that come in, but We're expecting, it's not here yet, but we're going to have an American Girl doll with some really great homemade outfits. They are amazing. We got some different trips. Of course, we have bourbon. Just a lot of different items, and it's so easy to be able to learn about the Casbah and everything, and all you have to do is go to our website, and when you click on Casbah, it takes you to how to bid, how to order tickets, just everything right there on the website.
And you also have a live auction as well, correct?
Yes, we do. So, you know, we are traveling around the world, so we do have some fun opportunities this year. We have a Victoria Falls African Safari Adventure.
Whoa.
Yeah, so that's really neat. We have had that in the past, and we asked to go to be able to present that again. So we have a few people who have done that trip, and all I've heard is amazing things. So we have that trip, and we also have an Indian dinner for 10 cooked by Father Baiju from St. Pius of Edgewood. So we're bringing a little extra from another country, and we're really excited to have Father Baiju help us out with that. We have an Okaloosa Island, Florida vacation. We have a bourbon barrel bar.
Ooh.
Really cool bourbon barrel bar. The pictures will be up on the website. So that's a really, really neat item. And then we always have our wheelbarrow of spirits. And then this year we have a furnace, so a train furnace from Sneller Knuckelman Heating and Air. So if you're thinking, oh, I need a new furnace, what a great opportunity to help us and help yourself then too.
Oh, man, I wish I would have known that before I got my new furnace from Sneller earlier this year, Vicki. Man, I should have checked with you guys. Now, in the end, I mean, who is benefiting from CASBAH?
Well, our clients, of course. You know, we serve over 10,000 people each year, and we serve 53,000 meals at Parish Kitchen. So the need is so great in our community. And with all of our programs that we have and just different ways that we serve, people are just always in need. So these funds really go to support the clients and the programs of Catholic Charities.
Remind us how we can get more information, sign up to go.
It's on www.covingtoncharities.org and click on the CASBAH link and you can find out everything we talked about today.
August 25th. We've been talking to Vicki Bowerly. She's Institutional Advancement Manager and Event Coordinator for Catholic Charities Diocese of Covington. Vicki, it was good talking to you and we'll be praying for the success of the event.
Oh, great. Thank you so much. I enjoyed talking to you today too.